Hey everyone, Michael Sparks. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call, and then today is Monday, May 11th, 2015, and we're so glad you're on the call tonight. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen to these calls, and I hope it helps you much as it helps us by providing information for us all to help build a better AMSOIL business. Hey, we're gearing up for our trip to Duluth, Minnesota. We're leaving this Friday. And going to the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention at in Superior, Wisconsin / Duluth, Minnesota. Also, AMSOIL University this year is combined with the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention. And you know what? It's still not too late to decide to come to the AMSOIL University. It's May 17th through the 20th, 2015. And you can still register. As a matter of fact, you can register the day of. You can show up and register if you wanted to. We'd be glad to have you. This week, we're going to do our part one of our lifestyle and income series. I'm planning on maybe 3 to 5 parts of this and talking about the topics of a lifestyle and income as it relates to our AMSOIL business. While I enjoy business building and team building and selling AMSOIL products and helping customers, make no bones about it, I'm in this business to earn money. And I'm also involved with the AMSOIL business opportunity to have a lifestyle that is my own. And I think this may be a missing piece of the puzzle, and that's maybe why we'll do this call tonight, that maybe this will help anyone listening in that to have a better financial picture or financial independence, as they call it, and how that can incorporate with your AMSOIL business. And we'll try to tie all that together. So tonight we're going to start out with financial independence. And thinking about this, maybe you just started out your AMSOIL business because you liked the products, and maybe you wanted to get a better pricing, so you became a preferred customer. And then maybe you saw that, hey, I like these products so well that I'm talking to some other people about it, and maybe I should just upgrade to become an AMSOIL dealer and make a few dollars while in the process. Well, many AMSOIL dealers are just doing that exact thing, and maybe they just don't see that there's a better opportunity out there, a way to make more money than they could really ever imagine. And while some of the top income earners in AMSOIL, I believe, earn in excess of $50,000 a month or more, most of us are down here just getting started and just realize that everybody in the AMSOIL started at the exact same place. They sent in their AMSOIL dealer registration for $30 a year or $15 for 6 months, and they had zero customers. Nobody comes in at the top. Nobody comes in with 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 customers or whatever. Everybody comes to the exact same place. So anybody that's been successful in AMSOIL that you talk to, they were at the exact same place that you are today. And all they have had to do is have the perseverance and the fortitude to keep building their AMSOIL business. And you too can get to the top. But really today I want to talk about the financial independence part of it as it relates to just getting started. And many, if not most, AMSOIL dealers were customers first, and I don't know if I know any one AMSOIL dealer that ever talked about becoming a dealer first and then became a product, a customer of the products. Face it, we all love the products. Maybe you thought you could just sell a few products and earn some extra money, and that's why you became a dealer, and that's just fine too. There's nothing wrong with getting a discount and paying for your AMSOIL dealership with just a few sales. But think about this, if you could earn an extra $500 or an extra $1,000 on top of what you do for your full-time career, your full-time position, and what would that do for you as it relates to personal finance and financial independence? And speaking of financial independence, I've always had a passion for finance. Actually, before I became an AMSOIL dealer, I wanted to become a stockbroker. This would have been around 1998-1999. Luckily for me, I never fully pursued that goal because I sure didn't want to make people broker, as in stockbroker, during the stock market crashes in the subsequent years. that would have been a stressful time, not only for myself, but for those people that I worked with. And I'm glad to say that everybody that I help now in AMSOIL, I help them make money and not lose money. But that being said, I have become a student of personal finance. I've read lots of books about it, from Susie Orman to Dave Ramsey back in the day, and I don't necessarily agree with everything they say, to Robert Kiyosaki and Warren Buffett and other successful financial gurus. And getting out of debt, saving money, and building business is all part of creating that financial independence. Moving on, I want to help you understand a little bit about the AMSOIL business opportunity that affords dealers is a way to build long-term residual income, and using that income could help you achieve financial freedom in your life. Building an AMSOIL business takes time, but in reality, what in life that's worthwhile doesn't take time? People go to college for 4 to 6 years just to earn a bachelor's degree. What time and financial commitment is involved with that? And at the end, what are you really qualified to do? And I'm not knocking education, but honestly, shouldn't the investment in your education be able to pay for itself? And after graduation from college or whatnot, how many still don't have jobs? You know, what if someone were to put the same time and effort and education into an AMSOIL business? What would 4 years look like? Areas that someone in that working on an AMSOIL business, you would still be educating yourself just like going to college. You'd have to learn sales and customer service, lubrication and filtration, team building, leadership, management, finance and accounting, business, tax savings, and even things I probably haven't mentioned here. But these are all things you'd have to learn over however many years you started working at your business. And while most people are calling into our calls have full-time careers, what would an extra $500 a month do for your financial future? What would it take to earn $500 a month in AMSOIL? I did a quick interest calculator and thought to myself, well, what would that $500 a month do if you could earn it in your AMSOIL business, if you saved it and put it away for the future? And what would it look like? And so doing a quick interest calculator, if you earned $500 and you put it away in some type of investment or savings account or whatever, and you earned about 6%, so you probably have to find some, you know, mutual funds or some other type of investment. But in 10 or 20 or 30 years, what would that look like? The $500 a month for 10 years earning 6% would be $82,214. Maybe that'd be enough to pay for a child's education or to pay off a mortgage. What would $1,000 a month that's put away for 10 years? That could be about $164,000. And so you say $500 a month in extra income on top of what you're currently doing now wouldn't make a difference. I would beg to differ. $500 probably could help out most families nowadays. Really starting path to financial independence just takes a few small steps practiced daily over a period of time. They say the average person overestimates what they can do in 1 year, but grossly underestimates what they can accomplish in 5 years. Think about that. Starting a plan today to get yourself to the $500 a month mark, or maybe you're already earning $500 or $1,000 or $5,000 a month in AMSOIL, just thinking about adding an extra $500 in the next year to your AMSOIL business and setting that aside. What would that do for your financial independence? You'd be surprised what that could turn into over 5 to 10, 20 years. Also think about this. If you work at and build your AMSOIL business correctly, it shouldn't stay at a constant $500. That's why it's really hard to calculate how your business grows over 5 or 10 or 20 years, because it doesn't stay at a constant $500 a month. Typically, if you work at the business, our business grows each and every month and every year depending on what we put into it. I would have to say that an AMSOIL business is inflation-proof, meaning that as the cost of things go up, so does our commission. If you think back to 2007, 2009, AMSOIL was changing prices as quick as they were making new products and everything. The price was, I think, changed about every two, 60 months for a while there. It was really a scary time. But as prices went up, so did our commission, which really helped dealers, you know, maintain that level of that same level of financial in their monthly checks and so forth. And secondly, as you add more and more people that are looking for AMSOIL product, it's not that hard to find new customers. Many times they come to you. This is especially true with all the racing and advertising and dealer locator leads, and new customers equals higher commissions again. So you wouldn't stay at a constant $500. It would keep going up every single year of your AMSOIL business. Next, I'm going to go over what it would take to earn $1,000 a month in AMSOIL. I actually have a website set up just for that, but I'm going to go over that. But first, I want to make an income disclaimer. There are no income guarantees in AMSOIL. All income scenarios that I calculated were using the AMSOIL G47 compensation plan, along with the AMSOIL G3501 dealer profit list. And each dealer may have different results when working their AMSOIL business. So these scenarios only demonstrate the potential profits for various business activities. And I'll link to the website that I have this so you can use some of these figures and maybe some of your sponsoring and business activities as well. And maybe come up with your own scenarios for people in business. So let's illustrate some numbers of active customers needed to earn $1,000, $5,000, or $10,000 a month in AMSOIL. Again, these figures are based on being at the AMSOIL direct jobber level of compensation. I did that just because anybody seriously working at their AMSOIL business over a 3 to 4 year period should be able to make it to the level of direct jobber. And that just makes it easier, line that, hey, everything is calculated at the 23% level in the AMSOIL payout, so that I could, it just made it easier to do the calculations. So monthly purchases of $300, or in the case of dealers or preferred customers, 300 commission credits were used. A preferred customer purchasing 300 commission credits in a month would earn $75 from that preferred customer. That's at the direct jobber level. A sponsored dealer that you sponsor in your team that's ordering 300 commission credits, after taking out that dealer's commission, your sponsoring dealer, you would earn $60 from that at the direct, again, at the direct jobber level. They would earn their commission, and then minus that commission is what you would earn at the direct jobber level of $60. A retail on the shelf account, purchasing approximately $300 a month, you would earn $65 from that. And a commercial account, same scenario, purchasing $300 per month, you would earn $65. So let's just say for $1,000 a month, if you had five each of preferred customers, five dealers, five retail on the shelves, and five commercial accounts, you would earn $1,325 at the direct jobber level. And even if you're not quite at the direct jobber level, you would still earn over $1,000. In order to earn $5,000 a month, you would need 20 preferred customers, 20 dealers, 20 retail on the shelf accounts, 20 commercial accounts each. That would approximately earn you $5,000 a month. The total number of customers would be about 80. For $10,000 a month, you would have to have 40 preferred customers, 40 dealers, 40 retail on the shelf accounts, and 40 commercial accounts. Total customers would be 160. So you see that it doesn't really take that many customers to start earning significant income in AMSOIL. I believe in having a balanced AMSOIL business, which would include dealers, preferred customers, retail on the shelf, and commercial accounts. So that scenario that I just played out there, if you specialize in preferred customers or you specialize in just working with retailers or commercial accounts, you can see that the numbers would be a little bit different. But just think about that as far as, you know, hey, it's really not that many customers. You know, five dealers, preferred customers, commercial accounts, retail on the shelf accounts, that's a total of 20 customers that you would have. You could be earning over $1,000 a month in AMSOIL. That's really not that difficult to do, even within your first year as an AMSOIL dealer. also the beauty of working your AMSOIL business is that you have the chance to earn residual profits for a one-time activity. Think about this. You register a new customer. They start using AMSOIL products. They enjoy the features and benefits of using AMSOIL. They become a faithful, long-time customer. Maybe they bought $100 as a preferred customer, let's say, and you earned the $25 from that sale. Is that all you earned from that customer? Well, no, because they continue to purchase from you for the next 5 years, 10 years, or more. I've got preferred customers, and I'm sure many dealers listening into this call have preferred customers for the last 5 or 10 years that order every single year. And so you do something one time, you get somebody as a new customer. AMSOIL has a lot of things that they do to help us keep that customer. They have the preferred customer magazine. They send out newsletters. They have the website. They send reminders for renewals. They allow the preferred customers and commercial retail accounts access to their own dealer zone or for customer zone for those type of customers and whatnot. So there's a lot of things that they can do, especially preferred customers. They're getting the best prices. They're getting it delivered right to their door. It's really convenient for a preferred customer to maintain a customer with you for a long period of time. And this is a fact that I've seen time and time again. Many of my preferred customers renew on a regular basis. And again, what would it take for you to have in your savings account $500 a month for $500 is really $6,000 a year. And where I'm going with this scenario is if you wanted to earn $6,000 a year, how much money would you have in a bank account to earn that in residual income or interest, or you want to call it? So you would need $300,000. Calculated the current rates of 2%, and I just actually went to bankrate.com, and a one-year CD rate, the current CD rate for 1 year is 0.27. So I'm giving a good number. If you wanted $300,000 in the bank at 2%, which is probably pretty much impossible to find in a CD, you would need $300,000 to earn $6,000 a year in interest. And so your AMSOIL business, if you think about the same type of thing, you could be earning the equivalent to $300,000. What would $1 million in the bank earn you? Well, if you had $1 million in the bank, you would be earning $20,000 a year in interest just off of 2%. Earning an extra $20,000 a year in AMSOIL is not that difficult if you're working at your business on a regular basis. So there's other aspects of financial freedom. One, of course, is the income side, which can be done by increasing your working hours at your regular job. You can get a second part-time job, or you can build your AMSOIL business. The other side of financial freedom is reducing expenses, and I think this part many people fail at doing. It seems difficult, but once you start doing it, it's really not that hard. The key is starting is to understand where your money leaks are at, where you have a money bucket every month. That's your income that coming in. It goes into a bucket, and then it leaks back out through expenses that you have to pay. And reducing those leaks in your money bucket or plugging those holes allows you then to have more money left over at the end of the month to save and invest and so forth. So where do you spend your money that is just wasted that never returned? For many, it's cable TV or going out to eat often or having never-ending car payments or too high of a mortgage payment or what have you. Each person has places that they probably could find ways to save money. And it's a whole lot easier, especially when you first get started, to save money than it is to find ways to make more money. Most people are limited with their income by the job that they work at. While the AMSOIL business does have an unlimited income potential, most of us only have so many hours in the day to work at our businesses. And if we're working a full-time job and coming home taking care of the kids, you know, we might only have a couple hours a day to work at our business when we're just getting started. As you get more income coming in with your AMSOIL business, of course, then you can devote more time to it. But for the most part, the average AMSOIL dealer probably can devote, just getting started, you know, say six to 12 hours a week, 6 to 15 hours a week, and it does take a little time to get some traction on that for sure. Working on the expense side, again, is probably one of the easiest things for someone to get started, and there's many books out there. Dave Ramsey has a really good book, Financial Peace or something like that. I'll pull that up for the show notes. The Total Money Makeover, I think that's what it's called, the Total Money Makeover. Talks about getting out of debt, paying off your bills. Again, your AMSOIL business of earning $500 a month starting out should be everybody's goal. That $500 can do a lot to help somebody get out of debt. But one other thing I want to talk about for the show tonight is taxes. Did you know that taxes is the number one thing that you will spend on for your entire life? You will pay more in taxes than you will pay on any other single thing in your entire life. There's income taxes, Social Security taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, state taxes, and there's even death taxes. And it can be a full-time job finding ways to reduce taxes. Having a great business opportunity like AMSOIL allows us to maximize our tax deduction. And learning how to incorporate our business into as many aspects of our lives as we can help reduce our overall taxes over a lifetime. I would suggest finding a good CPA, as well as reading a few books on reduces taxes. I actually just finished reading one book by Tom Wheelwright. He is a tax advisor for Robert Kiyosaki, and it's called Tax-Free Wealth. Yes, Tax-Free Wealth, I believe. I'll link to that as well in the show notes. But educating yourself on the taxes, it is your number one expense that you will pay over your lifetime, and it is another way that you can get that expense side of your financial freedom down. And we have a great opportunity with the AMSOIL business opportunity to reduce our taxes through the home office deduction, mileage that you use for business use of your vehicles, all kinds of other ways that I would recommend anybody. And we've done calls on this in the past, and I'll try to link to some of those other calls on taxes as well. I can't tell you how much the AMSOIL business has changed my life, from the great personal friends and business partners to a lifestyle that most can only dream about, to the ability to help others in my family, my community, and our team. I honestly don't think there could be a better way than what AMSOIL has to offer. And I think really thinking about the lifestyle, the income potential, setting some goals so that you could get to the next level. Several people on our team have reached higher levels of recognition in their businesses. It's just all that is doing is just putting one foot in front of the other, one step, one more customer, adding one more dealer to your team, adding one more retail on the shelf account, stopping by on the way home from work today. You can stop at a potential retailer or potential commercial account. Give them your business card. Make a connection. Use the online tools that are out there when you're, instead of watching TV for 3 hours every night, maybe work on your LinkedIn profile or work on your Facebook page or send out an email to your customers and thanking them for their business. There's a lot of activities we can do that they don't take all day, like a full-time job or even a part-time job, or you'd have to go somewhere for 4 or 5 hours every night delivering pizzas or working as a greeter at Walmart. You're stuck there. You can't do anything else, but you could work at your AMSOIL business while you're doing other things. And that there will help us all, help you get to that level of financial freedom, financial independence, and then create that lifestyle, whether it's with the AMSOIL business or whether it's just having an extra $500 a month. You can do anything in between. You can take it full-time. You can take it part-time. That's great. There's many dealers that have retired. They enjoy doing the AMSOIL business. They enjoy that extra income, and they've had a better life because of it. And with that, everybody, I do appreciate it. Don't forget, if you like these calls or you have a question, please leave a comment on the episode at our website. Don't forget to share our calls with those on your team and prospective dealers. Questions on the site, we'll answer those questions within 24 hours, and it benefits us all if others ask questions or make comments on better ways to do things. I think it's all great for anybody. Remember, the only dumb question is one that isn't asked. And hope everybody has a great AMSOIL week. Go out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone. Thanks for coming on. Thanks, everyone. Take care. Good night.
Michael.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night, Michael.
Hey, I appreciate it.